Hey, everyone. Guess who I have on the show today? I know. It's Kirk Cameron, none other than Mike Seaver. I'm so excited. I'm excited because here's someone who has dedicated their life to God and to this country and to patriotism. He's been criticized for it because of his Christian beliefs by those who are the haters. And I'm just kind of stunned at what an upside down world we live in. But I think the message that Kirk Cameron brings, and I've been with him in person in Arizona. I felt so blessed to be able to talk about my book, which is very exciting. The Amazing Club Awesome Sauce. I hope you all got one for your children. And if you didn't, please do, or for your grandkids. It's part of the Brave Book series. And now Kirk has his new book out. He's just launched a new book just in time for today's beginning of Pride Month. Remember Memorial Day? The guys who died fighting for this country and women who died, the people who fought to preserve our principles and our values, they got one day. And now we get this crazy Pride Month. Well, Kirk Cameron has launched his new book with Brave Books. And I told you I'm part of the Brave Books family. I love everything Brave Books is doing to bring our children wholesome, beautiful, illustrated, great books with a moral and principles attached. And they're just so much fun. It's for the whole family. These books are just really so much fun and for the whole family. And Kirk's book is Pride Comes Before the Fall. Pride Comes Before the Fall. And I want to make something very clear here. I am not sitting here trying to push judgment on people, but something very seriously is wrong. Something is happening in our world today where our children are being robbed of their childhoods. Our world is honoring those that are violating the basic principles that make us unique and strong and loving, violating our families, this sense of like, it's all about me. I don't know if you've all seen what's happened, but the Catholics, I'm a Catholic, pseudo-Catholic. I always joke around about that. But I have this deep, deep belief in Christ and in God. And I try to respect other people's beliefs. And I don't know if you've all have seen this, this group called Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. They're just disgusting. These are men that, have been just horrible to the Catholic Church. They are queer and trans nuns, and the LA Dodgers have now allowed them to come back. They basically banned them. But what was interesting was a question that one of my producers posed, and, you know, would the Dodgers do this to any other religion? Would they do this to a Muslim? Would they do this to the Jewish people? No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't. There has been something very strange about how these groups and how our woke industries have been targeting Christianity, been targeting Catholicism. And that does not take away. We have seen other religious organizations and especially anti-Semitism grow in the United States like we've never seen before, and people being targeted for their principled moral beliefs. We live in an upside down world, folks. But I'm bringing Kirk Cameron on, and he is going to talk to you about his book and how we, you and I, can win, how we can get back our nation, protect our children, have an awesome, happy life, even with these disgusting, people around us, how we can stand up and speak louder and drown out these backwards kind of, I'm just going to say it, demonic type of behavior that we're seeing come out of these groups and how we can save our country. I love Allegiance Gold. They are a sponsor for our show here, the Sarah Carter Show. So I greatly appreciate everything they do to make this show happen. And right now they are giving you the best options to diversify your funds. And I'm going to tell you right now you'll get $5,000 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that Sarah sent you. And my friends at Allegiance Gold can help you with your IRA, your 401k, with physical gold and silver, or have it delivered securely right to your door. They'll educate you on the benefits of physical gold. Why? Because they care and they want to build a long-term relationship with you. This isn't just about selling you something. This is about protecting you, protecting your family. If don't just trust me, don't just trust Allegiance Gold. Read about it, learn about it, diversify your funding. Get $5,000 of free silver on a qualifying purchase when you tell them that Sarah sent you. So don't wait. Call or click today, 877-702-7272. That's 877-702-SARAH, no H, that's S-A-R-A, or go to protectwithsarah.com. That's protectwithsarah.com. We can't control the Biden administration, folks, but we can prepare. That's 877-702-7272. That's 877-702-SARAH, S-A-R-A, or protectwithsarah.com. Okay, I know you all have been waiting to hear from Kirk Cameron, so I'm not going to do a big intro. You all know who he is. I know my audience just loves you, Kirk. You're an actor, producer, director, but more importantly, you speak the word of God. You're an evangelist, and you have done such remarkable work in getting the word out across America about Christ, about what's right, about, you know, American values and patriotism. So I just want to say thank you so much for all you do before we get started. And I'm excited.
Sarah, thank you. So great to be talking with you again. Thanks for having me on the program. And I'm humbled and thrilled by all the things that are happening right now. I think we live at such an important point. It is perhaps a tipping point. And I hope that the nation is going to tip in the right direction. We're becoming dangerously close to going over the falls politically. I think perhaps we're already there financially, morally, and spiritually. But it's at that moment when you look over the falls and you say, holy cow, where have we gotten? How did we get here? And now you start screaming for help. And I think if we point our eyes up to the heavens and we humble ourselves and we pray and turn from our wicked ways, perhaps God will hear our prayers, forgive our sin, and heal our land. That's my hope and my prayer. I think we're at that point.
You know, from your mouth to God's ears, right? Because it is a scary time. You know, my husband and I have 6 children between us. Our youngest is 10 years old. And one of the issues that, you know, I find so difficult now as compared to the older kids, you know, she was our younger one, our unexpected one, but is the changes that we're seeing not only in the school systems, but on television. It's almost as if they're indoctrinating our children in these bizarre, so far away from God, so far away from the core principles that America was founded on, these ideals that don't even belong in a children's lexicon, right? Children's books that are filled with sexual innuendos and some straight out unbelievable stuff that I've never even read in an adult book. I won't even say it here because I don't know if kids are listening to this podcast with their moms and dads, but I think the moms and dads do understand. And, you know, people out there trying to change the way our children think, they're frightening them. They're making them confused about their own bodies, their own sexuality. Talk a little bit about that and how, as Christians, we can come to terms with this when our children are being bombarded, Kirk, every single day with this junk. And this, I almost feel like it's demonic. There's no other word to describe it.
Well, I think all of your spidey senses are right on point. And the benefit that you have, Sarah, and that I have, and many of us have, who have a moral compass, is that we're looking at the world through the lens of the scriptures, through that Judeo-Christian grid that tells us that something's off, that what kids are learning in public schools, what they're seeing and experiencing in public libraries at drag queen story hours is inappropriate, it's harmful. However, when you remove the Bible and that Judeo-Christian moral grid, now it's anybody's game to determine what is morally right and what is morally wrong. So as a nation, we continue to move further and further away from the root that made this nation so healthy, that has produced so much sweet fruit of liberty and blessing and protection. God even tells us in the scriptures that he deals with nations in ways that demonstrate his faithfulness. If you keep covenant with God, he keeps covenant with you. If you ignore God and you push him out and you say, we don't need him in schools, we'll in fact make prayer illegal, we'll remove your moral standard of the Ten Commandments from our laws in our courtroom, and we will call good evil, evil good, we'll redefine marriage, we'll declare the family basically unnecessary because we have government programs to deal with these things now. When you do that, now you get into Romans chapter 1. Now you get into ancient Israel times where God says, okay, you can have it just the way you want it until you choke on it. And then when you're gagging and on your back out in the wilderness, not knowing where you are or who you are, call out to me and I will be here. But there's a window of the grace of God, and he's long-suffering and he's patient. But what we need to do is respond to his kindness and to his patience with repentance. We need to come back to God. We need to come back to our senses. We need to go back to the things that made this the freest, strongest, most blessed and generous nation in the world, and that is loving God, loving our neighbors, and applying the eternal rules of right to our government, to our churches, and to our families. If we will do that, we can see good times again.
Right. And to give our children what they desperately and so longingly need, which is direction and boundaries and rules. And, you know, I felt so lucky to be able to be part of the Brave Book series that you've just been amazing with this. And As We Grow was your first book. And now you have your second book, which is Pride Comes Before the Fall. And this is not just about books. I'm not here having you on the show just to sell a book. I actually believe in this. I actually believe that our children are desperate for something more than what they've been given. And what they've been given is, you're absolutely right, is this lack of sense of direction, this kind of real gray space of moral emptiness, and there's no morality there. And I want to talk about that, because when I heard you talk about As We Grow, your book, and you talked about America and rooting that in our nation, that Judeo-Christian culture that we have, and how that we're losing that, but how parents are finding a way to coming back. Do you think there's hope? Do you really think that we're people, because they're seeing so much craziness on the radical left side, especially like Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and, you know, all of the insanity that they're seeing as far as Disney and everything else. Do you think that parents are trying to find their way back?
Parents are trying to find their way back. And you also asked, do I think that there's hope? I think that there's always hope. It's never too late, because we serve a long-suffering and patient creator. So yes, I see parents starting to fight back. It's good that parents are waking up. It's good that that our political representatives are waking up. Mama bears in school boards, dads showing up at city council meetings, parents taking their children out of a government woke indoctrination camp, which is really what it amounts to be. Public schools are not what it was when you and I were kids. And I love public school teachers who are about the good. My father is a public school teacher. So are my grandparents. However, the system has been entirely hijacked, and the goal is precisely what John Dewey and Horace Mann and others of the early American education system, public education system, envisioned, which was to train children to ultimately become socialist lemmings for the state. And that's what we're seeing. This is asymmetrical warfare coming at us from the educational side, the political side, the economic side, the moral and spiritual side. So you talk about these drag queens who have lewd and obscene depictions of the crucifix and mocking the Catholic religion, among other disgusting things. What we're actually seeing is not a moral void as much as a new morality that seeks to replace the current morality. The current morality in America, or should I say, the one our country was based on, was a biblical morality. And the point of all of this is to destabilize and to deconstruct the social system, the moral fabric, so that it can be replaced and reorganized with a different type of system. Barack Obama called it to fundamentally change America. Saul Alinsky talks Rules for Radicals. And this is precisely what we're seeing. And they don't even hide it. They say it out loud now. But most people are still too afraid to think that all of this is anything more than conspiracy. Someone once said that the difference between truth and conspiracy is about 6 months. And then we find out that, holy cow, all of this stuff is happening. And the mouse needs to figure out that the cheese is not free before the trap snaps on his neck. And that's what we need to do as Americans. So my part is to, first of all, be faithful as a husband and a father. I need to be, when no one's looking, the guy who wants to do the right thing and increasingly does that without anybody telling me to. That's a self-governing person. And then I need to model for others what God's told us to do. And I'm trying to do that in some small way by reading children's books in public libraries, getting into the marketplace, not just talking on podcasts and in church pews, but out there in the public square. And I'm reading Pride Comes Before the Fall, because we are now entering Pride Month, where children are being taught that it is good to celebrate and even glorify who you like to have sex with. That this is a source of pride, and pride comes before the fall, the Bible says. Pride is actually the first of the seven deadly sins, because it's the deadliest. And I want to teach children that the path to blessing is the path of humility. Others first, after we love God with all of our heart. Not pride and build up myself, exalt myself, and satisfy myself. Put others first. That leads to blessing.
I think a lot of people forget that this idea of pride that we've been so inundated with is really so dangerous and so selfish. I was thinking about all the parents that were at Target recently, people that have posted on Instagram and that have walked away and said, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not going to Target. I'm not going to Walmart. Somebody was like upset with me when I went to Walmart the other day, and I posted something. I met Maria at Walmart and she was like, oh, I'm a fan. And I posted something and people are like, well, I'm not going to Walmart either. It becomes very hard. It becomes very hard to live in a society where everything you buy, everything you purchase, the television that your children watch, the computers that you use, everything is connected to this bigger, very dangerous picture, right? Where it's not just about pride, it's corporations now controlling us and utilizing that. Give me your advice on that for parents that are listening right now.
Well, I try to be a student of history. I try to be a man who prioritizes his family and read the room culturally. And what we're seeing with Target and Bud Light and North Face and Nike and other huge corporations that are so woke is really the result of something most people aren't even aware of. Most of us have now heard of critical race theory, CRT, but that's just the baby of the mother monster of wokeism, and that's ESG. You have this environmental social governance, which is really, it's the monster that has lots of tentacles. And its effect, that's why we're seeing so many things come down economically. We see what's going on the border. We see what's going on internationally. We see what's going on with the economy, with education, with all of these things, the gender identity crisis. All of these things are ultimately part of a Marxist system to revolutionize and destroy the United States of America as we know it. Now, I know that sounds alarmist, but this is the problem. If we read the Declaration of Independence and you understood why they separated from authoritarian England, if we understand our Constitution, and if we understand history, this is always the course that we take. So what's the answer? The answer is grassroots people, we the people who actually are the sovereign in America, need to get off the defense, get on the offense, open up our eyes and start building the world we want for our children. Rather than complaining and just reporting on all the hypocrisy that we see and crying in our Chick-fil-A soup while we wait to be rescued by God or somebody, we need to run the plays that we have in the book. And those plays are: love God with all of your heart. Be a person of moral integrity yourself. Have some fearless faith and moral grit to get involved in the political process. Halt the evil. Don't be bribed yourself by money and power. And then teach these principles to your children. If you do that, over the long haul, we win. But if we fail and we sell out for something cheap and fun now, we lose. And this is where we need to have a real time of choosing in America.
You're right. I mean, it's about each and every one of us taking on that fight and raising our families the way that we want them raised. And I think what's important here is I was thinking about what happened with the Dodgers, right? When the Dodgers caved in recently and they gave in to the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence and brought them back. But I was thinking, would this ever happen if this group of trans men or whoever was targeting Muslims or Jews? I mean, it feels like I don't believe they would have brought them back. But there's a thing about Christianity now where Christianity is being consistently targeted. And anybody who speaks out and says, you know, I'm a Christian, this is how I believe, this is how I want to raise my children, this is what I think is morally right, gets targeted and gets ostracized by this kind of radical left that has become very powerful in our nation.
Yes, you're right. This sounds eerie when you say that, right? Christians being targeted in America? Well, why wouldn't they be? And I say that because we can look at China and see that there is real persecution going on there. We look in the Middle East, there's real Christians being killed in the Middle East. If you look at the communist Russia, you look at real Christians in Germany in World War II, you see that Christianity is always enemy number one for the destroyers of liberty. Christianity has been the most world-changing force that has ever landed on planet Earth. 2,000 years ago, God unleashed a power that was so powerful to transform the world for good that no one had ever experienced anything like this before. This is men and women like you and me being freed from the chains and the bondage of guilt and shame, armed with the word of God, and they've launched a movement that has brought more liberty, more blessing, more protection to nations across the world, and the full flower of that gospel biblical liberty centuries here in the United States. But as God always demonstrates, covenant keepers win, covenant breakers lose. Benjamin Franklin said, you've got a free republic if you can keep it. Well, we haven't been doing a good job of keeping it because we've got to keep faith with God. We've got to stay in sacred relationship with the provider and protector of our families and our nation. And I believe we can get back there. I don't believe God's window of grace has closed, but we need to make an about face, make a 180 degree turn right now and say, oh God, we have been foolish. Forgive us, please turn your eyes back to us. Open up the heavens and send out your blessing and turn this country around, starting with me. If we do that, and then we get back to our responsibilities in our family first, in our workplace, and in our civil government, and in our churches, get rid of this pride, humble ourselves, and do the right thing, I believe that God will begin to champion the justice of our cause and fight on our behalf. But the left isn't our biggest problem. Let me just say this, sir. The left is not our biggest problem. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence aren't the biggest problem. It gets much worse than drag queens at Target. It gets much worse than tuck-friendly swimwear. Take a look at ancient Egypt, the Babylonians, the Medes and the Persians. You look at the Roman Empire. Persecution and suffering can get a lot worse. And God never said to his people, fear them. He says, fear me. Our biggest enemy is a righteous God in heaven who expects of his children to love him with all their heart and love their neighbor as their self. If we don't do that, he disciplines us the way a good father or mother disciplines their children, to purify their heart and bring them to their senses so that they can receive blessing. And I'm afraid we may be in that rebellious teenage stage as a nation right now, and we need to come to our senses.
That's a really great point of how you push that out that way, because I was thinking to myself, what is the worst fear if we don't change our ways, if we don't, you know, protect our children the way we need to protect them, and if we don't protect our families and our nation the way we need to protect them? It astonishes me how many families, and I've seen so many wonderful families show up at the book signing we did in Arizona, or you across the country with your book, The Pride Before the Fall. I've seen so many wonderful families, but I've also seen the other side where I've seen parents sell their children out to be accepted by Hollywood, to be accepted by this radical left or these people that believe in the Saul Alinsky. I mean, one of the things that came to my mind while you were talking was this old saying, and I think it was just, it was more or less kind of one of my Jewish friends told me, it was like, there was a man out at sea and he was drowning and boats kept coming by to say, hey, do you want to get on board? Get on this raft and I'll help you. And they said, no, I'm waiting for God. And then a bigger ship came or a bigger boat came and he kept saying, no, I'm waiting for God. And finally he drowned. And when he got to heaven, he said, God, I was waiting for you. And he said, yeah, I sent a bunch of boats for you to get on. I was trying to get your attention. Maybe we're just not paying attention. And I don't know what it's going to take for us to do that. And maybe here's where you can transition to, you know, talk a little bit about what families can do with Brave Books, how we can help guide our children in the right direction, and where we can go to do that, where we can find like-minded, you know, people like us, like you and I, Kirk, that can make a difference.
So there's so much that needs to be done. What do we do about the debt ceiling? What do we do about the crisis at the border? What do we do about international relations? What do we do? Well, I love this quote by Gandalf the Grey from Lord of the Rings. So here's some Middle Earth wisdom. He said, other evils there are that will come, for even Sauron himself is but a servant or an emissary. Yet it is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the years wherein we have been set, uprooting the evil in the fields we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till. What weather they shall have is not ours to rule. And what he's saying is, we can't solve all the evil in the world, but what we can do is everything in our power during the years we have on this earth to uproot evil where we have the ability. And the number one place you can uproot evil is in your own heart first, and then in your kids, in your family, in your home. And then we work out in our places of influence. You have a platform. I have an ability to speak to people. Everyone does in their place of work or wherever they spend their time. And what we need to do is plant seeds of truth, beauty, and goodness so that our children will have a better shot at success, a better shot at building a better world than we're seeing today. And God will send them the weather, the storms, the fresh and cool breezes of blessing, and they'll be able to know what to do in their time because they've watched their parents model for them faithfulness and moral integrity. So one way you could start, moms and dads, is if you like what I've been doing, Pride Comes Before the Fall is my newest book teaching kids about humility and the dangers of pride. And if you go to bravebooks.com, you can get this book, Pride Comes Before the Fall, absolutely free when you subscribe for the Book of the Month Club. And that's a club where they will send a brand new book with a pro-God, pro-America value to your front door every single month. And in the back of the book, there's activities and contests and games that bring your family together for family time and reinforce the messages of the book.
Yep, it's so much fun. I have my book here too. My kids love it. And all of the children in our family have this book and have all your books too, As We Grow, which is an amazing book, your first book with Brave Books. And I'm excited to have you on the show. I want you to come back, Kirk. Thank you so much. I know you had your house upside down today, so I'm glad you made time for me. And I think you're right. You know, there are a lot of issues in this world. We each have kind of our own mission, but let's start with ourselves and our family and our children, and let's fight for them. The most important thing we can do in our life is fight for our children. That's the most important thing, in my opinion. Give them God, fight for them, let them know that you love them.
Yeah, well said.
So folks, there you have it. Go get your Brave Books, get your children the Brave Book series. You will also get my book. If you get that book club of the month, you'll get the book right here, Club Awesome Sauce, joining the amazing Club Awesome Sauce. It has so many great lessons and games and just the most beautiful illustrations. Take a look at that, that you can imagine in this book. My children love it. I know that yours will too. And please, 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 get Kirk Cameron's book. It's amazing. As We Grow was his first book. His second book right now, which he said you'll get free if you join our book club series. It's called Pride Comes Before the Fall. Pride Comes Before the Fall. Let's take back our nation. Let's protect our children. Let's give them a childhood worth remembering and not one that is overwhelmed by the insanity of these overly sexualized grown men and women who have turned our world upside down. Look, you can follow me on Truth at Sarah Carter Official, on Twitter at Sarah Carter DC, and on Instagram at S Carter DC. God bless you. God bless our great nation. God bless all of our children and Kirk Cameron and all the great work he and Brave Books are doing. And God bless the great state of Texas.